And welcome back to episode three. Well, I guess you should say, welcome back behind the anvil on episode three, is what I should say. I'm learning, okay? We're here with Jen, J. Lynn Christensen, Flame of. She told me earlier, and you think I can remember it? I tried Googling it, couldn't remember the name. The Flame of God, book one and two.
Just book one.
Just book one. I thought you had two out.
So the Flame of God is part of a series.
And that's why I thought you had two different.
So it'll have probably three main books. And then I might do some novellas
Okay.
for various characters in addition.
Yeah.
But it's just the ones so far.
Hey, I think I'm going to do it this more often. Hit this setup instead of sitting at my desk. I kind of like this. So today, our episode is going to be about writing. We're going to talk about her book first, The Flame of God. And then what's the other one again? You had two. I thought you had, or just The Flame of God.
It's just the Flame of God.
Okay. Well, apparently I was not listening as usual. We're going to talk about Flame of the God, Flame of the God, Gods.
Flame of God.
Oh, the Flame of God. Good Lord. I even got the book. Mom's actually got listening to it. So yeah, so much for me. Know what I'm doing. Anyway, back on topic. We're gonna be talking about writing today. How's that fitting with Behind the Anvil? Well, I started writing a book about 5, 6 years ago, got real heavy in it for the first year and a half, 2 years. Got busy with the shop, kind of lost my drive for it, kind of wrote here and there. I'm probably three quarters of the way done with it. But Jen is also an editor and ghostwriter, so she has learned how to translate my writing. Like I said in previous episodes, Daisy's struggling to read my handwriting, and my grammar and spelling's not that great. It's on public government school. Yeah, so
Is what this
it is what it is. So Jen, kind of give us a short introduction. I'm going to eventually write a little thing up an introduction and read it off real quick, best I can. So I'll turn time over to you and tell us a little bit about your book.
So the Flame of God is kind of a I get asked this question all the time, and I can never really pinpoint like a single genre that it's part of. It's kind of, I mean, obviously, because it's the Flame of God, it's got kind of religious undertones. But it's based on the premise that there was a spiritual battle.
Kind of like in the beginning of the Bible, it talks about the war in heaven.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we've got the war in heaven. And some religions believe that there will also be, during, I guess, Armageddon.
Yeah, the end time war, the final war, before
Yeah,
judgment
exactly.
day.
There'll be more of a war here on Earth.
Yeah.
So the premise is that in order for that to happen, the angels who are, you know,
Among us,
soldiers
yeah,
basically in this war,
the archangels.
in order for them to actually be able to be in this battle on Earth, they have to have physical bodies. So the story follows the main character. Her name is Genevieve, and kind of going through her early adult life, kind of making this sound real boring at the moment.
Yeah, that's all right. I kind
But
of put on the camera too a little bit so they can.
yeah,
This will
so
go on YouTube as well, so they're not. Well, we should quit looking at him. He's kind of ugly and pay attention to us. Oh, just kidding. I'm not trying to be nothing. It's the beard that's distracting her, let's be honest.
sure, we can go
Anyway,
with that. We can go with that.
I digress.
So anyway, it goes off of the premise that they need to have physical bodies. And so yeah, it's her figuring out her place in
The world.
Yeah,
Or
the world and
spirit world in
yeah, I
between.
mean, figuring out why she's always felt different.
And you said some of the part of the book, there's an experience that you were telling me, and I got reading up into that part. I really need to go get glasses because I can read. I just don't enjoy sitting there reading. Audiobooks, love them because I can work on stuff. I can have that in the background. I can focus. It's like I got two. I guess it's ADHD. There's like it feels like it's a split personality. I got my one part of me. It's like dee 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 dee, and what's well, it's distracted over here listening to this. I can focus on stuff like that.
Yeah.
Makes any sense? So you're saying there's part of that book you were telling me about. There's an experience that yourself, if you want to share about, you want to talk about that. And you were saying something that actually happened to you in a way, or did I understand that correctly?
So without getting too much into the realm of
Oh, we can get into it.
people who seem crazy because they believe in certain
Well,
things,
the paranormal,
paranormal.
which I'm a big freak on paranormal, UFO, Bigfoot.
So this is more along the lines of angels and demons because that's
They
the
are real.
premise of the book. I know some people don't believe that that
Yeah.
we can see them.
Yeah. It's an interesting experience.
But a lot of the descriptions of the demons and some of the more spiritual things that happen are actually based on
Some of your
personal experience,
experience.
things that I've seen.
Right on. And that helped you led to writing the book and putting it in, or just something you just figured felt like it needed to be incorporated in.
So the funny story about that is when I was a teenager, I had this boyfriend and he and I were
Girls
talking about
stay away from boys, and boys stay away from girls. Big problem.
so
Especially your teenagers. Sorry.
he and I were talking about the paranormal, just demons, ghosts, all of that kind of stuff. And
UFOs.
he and I were actually discussing what if people just who are walking among us are the embodiment of these actual angels, like the archangels and
Yeah,
whatnot.
I think they do come here.
And so it's kind of based on
Oh, okay.
that idea and that conversation. It was that they became pretty in-depth
Oh,
conversations,
I'll
but
bet. But
yeah,
have
it
you ever sat
was.
back there and think back to those conversations like, God, I wish I would have recorded that a little bit? I mean, just to listen to sit for personal use to sit back and play it to yourself and listen to, like, oh, yeah, or you like me. And certain things, and why I can't use this power to remember some really cool stuff, but like picking one winning numbers on lottery. It's just like, you know, there's certain things I can remember from my childhood, and I can play it in my head like a video, or I'm looking at a picture on the wall. I can look at it just like it was like I'm right there. It's almost like time travel. It's really weird. There's some stuff that I remember perfectly. My parents are like, like, well, it happened. That's what we did. That's why it's there. You guys did it. I don't remember. Just because you don't remember doesn't mean it didn't happen. So,
Right. You know,
squirrel moment.
in this situation, I feel like I don't think I would want that
Okay.
because he's also a writer.
Ooh.
And I mean, when you when you publish a book, you frequently s start to get
I think
imposter
for a moment,
syndrome.
but I think the green screen really happened on the computer. Anyway,
Yeah,
back
I
to.
know. But you kind of get this imposter syndrome where you're like, oh, well, I've done this, but I'm not really a writer. I'm not
I
really an
get that.
author. And for me, I've always been an avid reader.
I
I've
wish I
even
could. Avid audiobook? Oh yeah.
But even at
Yeah.
that, you know, I read Anne Rice, The Vampire Lestat when I was 12,
That's better, isn't it?
that thick, and
Good
I
Lord.
read it in like
That would
four
take me
days.
10 years. Jeez. That would take me 10 years. I've started a book 9 years ago, probably halfway through it, haven't picked it up since.
But see, I started reading like that. I started reading with like really reading with Anne Rice and Shakespeare and Edgar Allan Poe. And I kind of have backed off as I've started to write my own stuff. I've started to kind of back off on reading a little bit because I don't want to feel like these other authors, like I'm stealing their work or anything like
I
that,
get that because
or their style, or you know, and so that's why I wouldn't necessarily want to have recorded those because I want it to come more authentically from me
Okay, I get
and
that.
not.
And I get what you're saying there about, worried about, like I said, I listen to a lot of audiobooks. I structured my book on kind of the way a lot of these audiobooks would, was written and such. I mean, they're read the way they're written. At least that's what I'm trying to translate on paper. And again, I apologize for my handwriting. At
No.
least when we're typing it in, the computer is correcting words and grammar. One of my favorite books is Brad Thor, his Harvard series. I'm way behind, but it seems like it's getting harder and harder to get audiobooks. I mean, I guess I just need to update the shop so I can listen, just plug it into my phone or get a tablet and just start listening off Spotify or whatever on that. But, I kind of quote one of his books in the walk, that, kind of, and it's not my first time writing stuff. My mom's even got a few books, notebooks. It's got scribbles of from like, oh, I think for started about middle school, and I've got one downstairs too that I had an idea for a deal for a book. I mean, I'll pull it out the show and give it to you. Let you pull your hair out. I'm trying to read that. What really helped me write this book is, having the smartphone now and be able to hit that and say, I can't think of words, so I Google it. Speak it in it, and it pulls it. Okay, or it gives you different versions of the word, and I write. I have to handwrite it. I can't type it. And I tell you one thing. Everybody looked at, and then people looked at me like funny, like you're handwriting it, like you cavemen. Sorry, I had to do that. But for me, I found it really relaxing. And then one night, I was just in a mood. It was about 4 hours, and there was 20 pages later. And I don't know where it came from. I went back kind of said, where is this coming from? And it's just clicking. And I would imagine imagine what this book was. The book was based off of what I would do if I had to walk back from either Las Vegas or Rifle. I picked the from going from Rifle, Colorado back here to home. I used the original town's name instead of my hometown's real name, the original name when it first settled. It's a post-apocalyptic. There was another word you used that described the book kind of scenarios, what it is after a nuclear EMP. I know you said something there. It's science fiction.
It's oh gosh, I'll think of
I
it.
had to put her on the spot for this, and she's already nervous as this. And I'm trust me, I'm over here sweating bullets because it's warm.
Is pretty warm in here. I'll think of it.
It'll come to you right after the end. So.
Exactly.
So I kind
Exactly.
of, there's a couple of lines in it and I took from the movies and such, like there's a couple of lines I put in there and I'll put in the back of it. Hey, this line came from where I give them credit for where it came from because I'm the character is based off me, but I changed it up because I didn't want it to be about me. But I guess you could say persona as I was listening to an interview with Brad Thor one time and he was talking about that. As this is Harvard's his kind of persona that he didn't want to be in the book and everything else. And I kind of like I like his writing style. And hopefully, when we get this done, I'm going to send hopefully we can get him a copy of it. And that'd be awesome. So Brad Thor, if you're listening to this, I'd like to get you on here. But and if you're wondering, okay, what does this have to do with knife making, craftsmanship? Writing is this is another form of art. It really is, especially. For somebody that struggles with it, it's a learning. I have very bad spelling with grammar and everything, mainly because When I was little, I had tonsil and adenoid problems so bad that I didn't talk literally until I was almost 3 years old because the fluid built up so much. I talked, but nobody could understand, like I was deaf or something. I guess from what I was told, I don't remember that. But after that, then when they cleaned my ears out and everything, I started hearing. But that certain age from like, I think it's like 12 months to where your brain's developing and hearing the sounds and everything when you're talking, even from birth and everything. But when your brain gets to that part as, I guess, a toddler age or whatever, I guess, you're catching the sounds right. And so your brain will imprint it or record it right or whatever, and you're learning how to speak. I didn't catch it right. So all the vowels sound the same to me, and trying to pronunciate that suck. Hey, I actually said pronunciate real good this time. So actually, I worked this part through my head earlier today. But so I had a lot of trouble that with this writing, and that's where AI is really coming in and helping me out a lot. I know a lot of everybody's worried about it, but for people like me, it has a learning disability or bad with grammar or everything. I think it's going to help them. It's going to level the playing field, but also going to free up people on other stuff. They can, if their workload goes from 8 hours down to 4 hours, and then they can work on focus on and maybe take that time for a little bit for themselves more or build more for their company or whatever. So
Yeah, absolutely.
do you feel as a writer, I know you can use it, do you feel threatened from the old way, or have you thought about using AI to help you write in the future as a tool? Or are you going to still do it your way? Or I mean,
I will never use AI.
okay, that's cool.
And that's not to say that anyone who does is a poor writer or anything like that. You can have fantastic ideas for a book and not know how to put it into words, which I think is
And then that
a big
part
problem.
with you, yeah, with me, exactly.
And, just the, what was it? One chapter or something that I transcribed
Yeah, I think you've
and
done
started
about, I
writing.
think you did about, oh, I think probably about 20 pages, and I would say that was probably the first chapter, I think. Maybe a little bit more, if I remember correctly.
And so, I mean, it's AI is a tool. And as long as it's being used the correct way and not just
Just to say, hey, give me a book. I mean, you could put, I mean, to get something really good, like even of the videos, sorry, I'm gonna cut you off from what I've been listening to. You really got to sit down. Doug was saying on his one of his little cartoon, he did a little cartoon thing, virtual thing that he did for it. He said it took him about 20 minutes to put the right prompting in to get AI to generate a pup, a Muppet-like character for him for his Jasper the Rabbit. So I mean, that, for me to do that, I'd probably be sweating bullets. But the simple stuff, the AI helps out a lot. Like these Bigfoot videos, or I don't know if you've seen those or not. Oh my
No, I
God,
haven't.
I'll send you some.
Okay.
You'll hate me, but they're funny.
That's
But I mean, it's a tool. It's like I wrote a thing called I used the my company's the slogan, "A knife's a good friend when you have no other." I heard that off of a TV show once, and I was like, that line just stuck with me. And I was like, well, you need to change it up. Like, it's one little line out of a show. I don't think they're going to kill me or sue me for one little tiny thing. Hopefully not. I ain't got no money, so there's nothing they're going to get out of me. So maybe a kidney if they're lucky. So I used that, and I used that, and I wrote a little thing on it a while back when ChatGPT first got out. I got introduced to that, and I spun a little thing out. And somebody decided that they threw it in a thing to see if it was written by AI. Oh, there's 70% chance. It's like, yeah, so. And I put my name down on it, so I should have probably put edited with AI or help written with AI, whatever. It's like, I mean, really, you're that worried that I used AI? I commented back. I was kind of a dick about it. I realized it's like, look, AI is a tool. It's like a grinder. It's like here, I had a guy trying to wanted us to make pocket knives for him, make the blade and everything else, and he was real worried that using a grinder, a belt sander with the bells on it with grit. I said, well, that's really is that really handmade? Well, I gotta operate it by hand. I mean, if you want, I looked at him and said, if you want me to shut all the lights off, start a candle and get a start off scratch, build all my tools from scratch and do that, and you're gonna pay me $500 an hour to do all this to make this all by hand. I mean, he's a sculptor guy, really, and I could see why he had issues. He went to other knife makers, and we're going to squirrel moment. We're gonna call these squirrel minutes when we go ADHD. So he, it's like everyone's like, well, you didn't really write that. You use AI. Well, I still had to type in the whole thing, my idea in my head. I told, what basically I told us, hey, put this in a little Facebook article form, little story for Facebook, correct it for grammar, spelling, punctuation, blah, blah, blah. And typed it out and then hit it and it generated it up. So I still wrote it, but it's just like I write it down. So what would be the difference between somebody like me writing it out and say, hey, Jen, we type that up like that review we left. I typed it up, I handed it to you, and you made it a lot better. You actually made it. If the review was this long, she made it like this and took all that, made it more sense like that. Her magic power. I'm good with steel, not with words.
It's a so I would say the difference between that and between basically the two of us is
You're more educated and smarter, especially when it comes to spelling and grammar.
I would say so in my when I wrote, I still use tools.
Well, you
They
computer.
I For example, there, as silly as this sounds, I spent probably 3 days, 8 hours a day, researching wine.
You know, that's something I can't do. I can't spend that much time, but thank God for ChatGPT for AI. I can get.
And it was specifically for literally like two lines in the first
Oh,
chapter
that's
of the
awesome.
book.
That's a. I mean,
But
I bet you learned a lot.
oh yeah, I mean I've
Hey, you know what? We should.
forgotten
You know what
it,
we should have
but
done? I should have went and bought a bottle of wine for this. We could drink wine and.
oh
It,
that would be bad.
that would have been good.
That
Remember
would
that
be
for the
bad.
next one when you get your book, when we get closer on the walk, we'll drink wine and maybe we'll do a two-part series.
That might be scary.
Here's probably the kids. Are you done yet? No, go
Probably.
away. We sent the kids to the park. No.
But yeah, I mean I use tools just the same. If I get stumped on how to write something, I mean even if I'm writing something technical for work, there are times that I have an idea in my head of what I want to say and I just can't get it out. And so I will use things. I use my thesaurus. I use,
What kind of dinosaur is that?
Google.
Roar? It's a book, people. It's a book with words in it.
In some cases, I'll even use things like ChatGPT
GPT
and
or AI,
the
right?
AI powered stuff just to give myself a springboard. Because I can think of it. And 90% of the time, when I put something into an AI generator, it doesn't end up being anything like what AI spits
Oh
out
yeah,
for
but
me.
then it'll probably jog your memory. Oh, all right, I can read
Exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
So it's a tool.
And like we were talking earlier tonight, it was something about using maybe start dictating my thoughts and just I have I'm stuck struggling getting this scene out. And like I told you, I didn't know what an ankle rolled an ankle like. Spoiler here, character rolls an ankle. Hold on, great game. I'd never done that. Well, we were riding horses here a while back, and the one horse being a jerk, and I Daisy come up with her horse, bumped the other horse, made her crow hop. I was kind of leaning to the side, and I went off. I decided, okay, I'm gonna roll on my back, and then jump back up my feet. Well, I ended up rolling. My ankle got rolled a little bit, and it swelled up. And it's like, and I'm sitting there talking, and I talk to other people out, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, oh, all right, I get it. Thanks for the inspiration. I didn't really need the spring, so I kind of had an idea a little bit with about that pain. And I literally had to sit on my bed, and Daisy hack and lie. She felt bad. It wasn't her fault. Just shit happens.
Yeah.
But so you've done the first two chapters, I think is what we did of the walk. For somebody with a little bit of vocabulary, and you took the words, and I read back through it and everything. And she took got the words that I was trying to find. I didn't, just didn't have the know-how or the language, knew the language to me in the English or American, whatever we speak. I guess it was more American because we've really changed it. I mean,
Oh yeah.
it varies all over
Oh
their
yeah.
country. But the first two chapters, you caught what I was trying to convey on the paper.
Right.
So, and I know we've talked about this before, but for the audience, well, you kind of described, did it really resonate with you what I was trying to say in the book for what little bit? I know Daisy said she felt the emotion of a certain part of the story.
Yeah.
She tried, but Dad, you're a little fucked up in the head.
Aren't we
And pardon
all?
my language, but she's like, you need help. It's like, well, duh, child. But
We already knew that.
and that was just her translating it or typing it out of the onto the computer and everything. So she caught that emotion. Did you feel that? After going back and reading everything, and if did you, am I on the right path of conveying the story as a story, as you're reading it? I guess you would say I'm lost for words here.
I think so. I feel like there was, we'll put it this way, there was enough that I could work with, to be able to rephrase it, put it into better words,
And
put it
shake it
in,
up.
yeah, make it more understandable.
And more of that, the when the reader reading it, it's paint their brain is painting that image and
Exactly,
painting.
exactly.
There was a scene there, and we're gonna spoil alert here. The old truck and everything. We were talking about that. We need to expand that a little bit. You're saying we get a little bit more emotion to it.
Right.
There's the part where they're traveling an old 60 models vehicle because it is resistant to EMP because it's non.
Right.
Well, non-electronic. It's the old point system. And even if the points seize up, you just take them off, clean them off, and it'll run.
Right.
And my grandpa had an old 62 Chevrolet pickup truck, and the old transmission, those old four speeds or 3-speed with low gear, whatever we call them, 4 speeds. And listening to that, just has it in the moan as it going down, shift gear. I wanted to convey that emotion when sitting in the truck, and it reminded me of Grandpa's truck right when I was a kid.
Right.
That's the truck I learned how to drive, and just trying to listen to that in the pitch black, which was probably kind of dumb in that scenario, but you probably have a 24 hour to 72 hour window before things start falling apart.
Right.
I mean, within the first 12 hours, you're going to have issues. You're going to have fires, everything else like that. So, and I see what you're saying. We're going to go back once we get it all done. We're going to go back, review it, maybe add some more. And I actually been was typing it on this one scene, and there was as I was writing it. See how I talk? I have family from the South, so I blame that part of the DNA. I was typing it out and like, okay, I can expand right here. I forgot. And in my back of my mind, and it's weird that it's been a while since I wrote that part. Look, I used the right word, wrote, instead of written. Where I wrote that section there, I put them in more lower anticipation on the situation and in it with an encounter, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. And I'm looking back and I'm looking back, like, I remember my book after I wrote it down, I was like, it's funny how you wrote something like that, or writ, wrote, whatever,
Wrote.
and you come back through and you're typing it up and you're reading it and you're like, oh, I forgot to add that in there. I had that thought, and as you're writing, it kind of disappears. You're because I get excited, but I've got to
Yeah.
literally go, it was a beautiful day. I have to go like that when I write because if I don't, I see words on the paper and I skip over it, and you probably have noticed that. So,
That's why we have editors.
yes, thank God. And ghostwriter, so, and I have no problem giving you a lot of the credit because I'm gonna have to buy a few bottles of wine, probably some therapy after. One thing we did kind of didn't go through, and we're gonna kind of come back as you a little bit of background. You started out as a massage therapist, you're a single mom of
Yeah.
three.
Yep.
changing a new career. We won't say where to. Keep private life a little bit.
Yeah, which is why I use a pen name.
So pen name. And when you want to say your pen name again before I forget, because I totally first.
Jalen Christiansen.
Okay, there you go. We just call her Jen for short.
Yeah, Jen is fine.
But I forgot. I kind of should have rolled that. I was actually thinking about making a little notes. So I could see to read it off my phone here, but it just went. I thought about what I wanted, and I got cooking dinner. So,
Right. Yeah.
love the barbecue this summer. Been doing. It's been keeping the house cooler.
Yeah.
That's your kind of give a little bit more about your background. Like I said, you're a massage therapist for 20 years.
20 years, yeah.
20 years. Now I'll tell you what. She knows all the pressure points, and she could literally torture the combination out of your safe out of you, because I've had some back issues, and thank God for her, because but it hurt like hell. She's like, how do you want to go? So let's just work it out. All right. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
I mean, if it's pain you're looking for, I can
Wait,
definitely oblige.
how people like that BDSM stuff, I don't know, because if that's part of it, I'm out.
Spoiler alert,
Yeah, right.
I have books like that.
Oh God. What woman don't, honestly?
No, I'm writing books
Oh,
like
you're
that.
writing books like
Yes.
that? Oh, okay. Well, when you get a little closer, we'll dabble in a little bit of that. It seems
Yeah.
like a lot of women like those erotic type things and podcasts. Have an ex lady, a great lady I was dating a while back, and she's into that and listen to that. And I used to flirt that way, kind of do the little voice thing. And apparently, I heard it right. And then she's like, shut up, just shut up, just shut up. So we got a little like 3 minutes left here. Again, we got a little egg timer to help keep track. There we go. I really like this idea. I want to switch my desk around. I'm going to build a back thing for it. Or I might just clean it out and keep the desk there. I think that's what I'll do, and build me something just to kind of,
Squirrel.
squirrel moment. The belt building a thing. This is an AI background. I sent it over to Dan. Hopefully Dan don't kill me, but I kind of like how it came out the anvil. It kind of reminds me of a Sawyer, a square anvil, which I really want to get one of those. They're really cool. My dad hates them, but I like the looks of them. I don't know why. It just looked cool.
Yeah.
So for people that are worried about AI or struggling to write a book. For me, a friend of mine who I told this story at the beginning about him, and she told me to write this down. I just went and got a notebook. Finally said, fuck it. I'm going to get a notebook. I'm going to start writing it down. And that's what I did. And that's before, AI was still in ChatGPT wasn't really on the scene yet. It was
Right.
in a big building. I wish it was then, because I'd probably be done, not 6 years later. But for any advice you can hand out to people that are struggling for like me or in a writer's block, in the next 2 minute 58, whatever. I think we got a little bit more than that. Actually, we do.
So, when I first started writing, I did exactly the same thing that you did. I got myself some composition books, and anytime I had something come to mind, I wrote it down. I'd sit in between clients at my at work, and I would write. It's also good to get a little notebook that you can just like keep with you at all times so that if you have an idea, you can just jot it down. I had a professor call it writerly. I don't remember what exact, but she called it writerly words or something to
Anyway,
that effect. But yeah, it's
don't worry about the
just
timer, because I think we do have a little more time. We'll also keep watching this. So go ahead.
but yeah, it anytime, just keep something with you at all times. That whether it's even on your phone,
Yeah. Dictate
just
it.
yeah, dictate it into your phone. And it doesn't really matter if it's well written when you write it down or put it into your phone. The real art of it comes when you sit down and put it together into the short story, the book, or whatever it is that you're
Well,
writing.
and speaking of short story, and I got that when you, I don't know if you had time to look at it, where we're writing. Well, I actually wrote a little six page, five chapters of this, that, and the other, of how to get into bladesmithing for $1,000 or less.
Right.
And then the chapter six is all my references and such. I told me, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. It did kind of just popped in my head. I rehearsed some of this in my head earlier, and it's just finally coming up. So stuff like that, you get. I mean, if even if it's, you could turn a, five chapter into a whole novel eventually. You just write this chapter by chapter, I guess. Right? Am I getting there?
Well, I mean, when I was writing The Flame of God, I mean, I had things that I had written and scrapped and written and scrapped. It took me 7 years to get through my first draft.
Oh, sorry. Hey, I
And
don't feel bad at all then.
and I would read and edit and read and edit and read and edit and
For me, I can't do that. I have to just let my buddy Cameron said, just go with it. Just go with it. You can't think about it. Just kind of go through it, muddle through it. We'll come back and fix it later. Just get it down. Boom, boom, boom. And don't worry about it. We can fix it later.
But everybody has their own method. And so, Stephen King may work one way while somebody else works a different way.
Well,
It's you don't have to subscribe to any one specific way.
and Brett, if I remember correctly, I was listening to an interview. He was talking about his whole book when he got writing. He would spend 2 hours a day, and that's research and writing. It seems like, Brad, if you've ever listened to this, Brad Thor, I apologize. I swear he said he puts out a book a year. It seems like to me he's like. And
It could be.
that's researching. And I mean, this guy's, and his wife, he got a great wife, and she's like, you're gonna go spend 2 hours a night and write. And that's what I probably should do, is a little more dedicated than doing this. But I'm so squirrely and trying to keep my business working for somebody else, build the business back up, trying to go back full time. And I'm hoping that's what this will help with that too. But it's like, God, I'm putting out a book a year. That was my challenge, to write it within a year. And well, we're 6 years later, folks. 6 years later.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. When I was writing mine, it took me 7 years, but the first 6.5 years, I was spread in all different directions. The last 6 months before I actually got it published, that was when I was a stay-at-home mom and two of my kids were in school, so I didn't have to worry about, I'd go make lunch and I'd hang out with my youngest and but I was able to devote 8 hours a day to writing.
No,
And then
that helps.
and at that point I was able to go from like 30 or 40 pages of it to I think the final is like 325, 350 pages.
Nice.
So, I mean, it is possible. Part of the reason why book two is taking so long is because right after I published the first book, I got a divorce. Now I'm working full time again.
Working on moving pretty much cross country.
Moving
Yeah.
cross country, and I'm taking care of
Dealing with
my
a
kid.
teenager and two younger boys. Believe me, teenagers, you want to turn their head sideways. Sorry, girls.
They kind of do that on their own most of the time.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Why The Exorcist, I
Exactly.
think that's where they got the prepositions for that.
Probably.
So I think, I think it honestly times out when we're got doing a recording with somebody else on Zoom. But so where can they find your book? There's the when you can download your book,
Kindle.
Kindle. Thank you. And then where's your other one? Amazon, right?
Yeah, so Kindle is part of Amazon.
That's right, though.
So I self-published on Amazon and I chose to have an ebook. And if you have a Kindle Unlimited subscription, you can read it for free
Nice.
with your subscription.
But also
Or
get it in hand, because just have it electronically. Like I said, EMP goes, all that goes. So get a book,
exactly.
order it, and help mom out, helps out the single mom here. No offense, we're gonna tote that a little bit, why not?
And
So
realistically, you're a bladesmith. You're a tactile person.
yes.
So for someone like you that's really tactile, having a physical book is a great.
Well, it's not only that. It's kind of, well, kind of my, what the hell was that? Was that your phone?
No, that
Or
was the
the,
dogs.
oh, so like, what the hell? squirrel moment, distraction. Well, it kind of around the premise of being, I grew up in a prepper family. My house kind of shows that. I have a fallout shelter in my basement. It's not, I
Who
need to,
doesn't? Really? Who doesn't have a fallout shelter? That's totally normal.
maybe in the 1950s and 60s and 70s. But anyway, actually, everybody should have something like that as an insurance policy, not necessarily in their house, but and a, you know, at
Something.
least a 10-year food supply that's rotated out annually. 2020, really, I mean, that was a hell of an education there. We'll get that for
Right.
another thing.
Yeah.
But back to the writer thing, to have that thing on hand, having, you know, having a book is awesome. It's less, you know, it's cool to have, you know. Don't let people borrow your books, folks. Don't ever do that. They never come back.
No, they don't.
It's something you can hand down, and if the power goes out, you can still have your book to read by the candlelight,
Right.
in which you should have candles on hand. Hint, hint. But that's kind of the premise of this, my book, The Walk, is to kind of, it's framed in a prepper way on things that I thought would be cool to do the show and maybe help encourage people, especially I was a truck driver for a lot of years, and my brain, okay, if this happens, how do I get home? How do you get
Right.
back home? You're a
Yeah.
1,000 miles away from home, 300 miles away from home, 100 miles away from home, on foot, 100 miles on foot. You know, you're, you know, average person today probably what, 5, 10 miles a day. I mean, people like me, a truck driver,
Maybe
if
something
you're
like
lucky,
that.
if you don't die from exhaustion, or if you know, have a flight, that's kind of
Exposure.
like the thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people around here are looking forward to reading and everything. I don't think they're gonna like what I'm gonna do to this valley, but it, when you take the creature comforts away of food, entertainment, water on demand, food on demand, air conditioning on demand, we are creatures of comfort. You
Right.
take that away, as soon as you're belly hungry, more than, I mean, yeah, you can go a couple of days, but once you really get hungry, people turn into animals. They do. 2020 showed that.
The great toilet paper
Yeah,
shortage.
the toilet paper. I mean, that's the panic. The stuff is stupid like that. People will
Yeah.
do that. Once the supplies are gone, there's 3 days worth of grocery food. 3 days worth of food in a grocery store. It's probably less than that. So I'm kind of hoping like that. And like I said, people around here are not going to like what I'm going to do to this valley. What's going to, because I'm going to play on that mentality of spoiler alert. How I've got it in my head how I want it. And it's not going to be all bad, but it's going to kind of show what people can turn into. And my hopes
Right.
behind this book, because my family has a reputation of preparedness and everything else. And I have a very dark, dark sense of humor. I have dark regions in my mind that if I've really done, probably would be in a padded room. Like Daisy said, my room's too much white. I need something. I feel like I'm in a sand sand padded room. So
Yeah.
then, and that's kind of what I'm preparing. So, well, maybe people will read it and walk up, or people are just going to be pissed off. I can't believe we do that to our valley. I was like, well, you're human. We're human.
Yeah.
Humans, we will be at the end of our own society.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
And that's what I'm kind of conveying. I think you, as you, I bring in another character, an animal character into the book too. And I hope you're, I can't wait till you get in there and start getting to that point, because I'm curious. I'm really dying to see what you think of this. And if Daisy can see it, see where I'm going with it on the section where she was typing up and everything. And she's like, your dad, you're just demented. It's like, well, I use, when I get real depressed, it seems like it helps me write more, better. Is that weird to say?
No.
Because when I've gotten depressed in a point, and it helped me write. And I lost my middle child 15 years ago, 16 now. God, it's been that long. And I've kind of used that emotion to help write and such. And it works. It's a therapy tool for me. And literally, with a pen, getting a good pen, you got to get a good pen. Believe me, as a truck driver, finding a good pen. There's a lot of places, I apologize, folks. There are places I'd be signing in. I'm like, oh, this is a really nice pen. It went in my pocket. So I had a collection of really nice pens. So
Okay.
anything else? I mean, we plug your. Still, I think we're probably ought to wrap this up. If you want to
Yeah.
add a little bit more, add in, Amazon, the Flame of God. You can find it on Amazon. If you're self-publishing, let's cover that real quick. How easy or how difficult was that for you to do self-publishing? And and if I read it once, I think you get like 75% of the profits off the book. They keep the rest. Is that correct?
No.
No. I swear I read that somewhere.
No. So, I believe right now I have my hardcover priced
And 25
at,
bucks, I think.
yeah, I had to increase the price because right off the top they take off the cost of actual physical publishing, which can vary depending on where you go. Plus they also it so if it's like $25, I'm probably getting $2 or $3 out of it.
Well, still, I mean, it's still not bad, but.
I mean, I realistically, this is
It's not a way to get,
self-publishing is not
I get,
going to make you rich.
yeah, but it's still cool to have it in. But me,
Right.
I can't wait to I hold it up. I'm actually, I think the first 100, Dan's gonna have Valor. I think I'm gonna have, he wanted, it was taught me. He was like, yeah, I'd like to try that out. So I think the first 100, I'm gonna have Dan do it. I could care less if I make money off the first 100. And then we'll do a self-publishing. They've got some publishers too that go through too. I just can't wait to hold that book in my hand and go, I
Yeah.
fucking did it. I'm just like making a knife.
I
I
know
did
that
this.
feeling. I know that feeling.
And it's like, I want to take a cold shower afterwards. But, I can't wait for that. I will, the first 100, the first book is, I told a friend of mine, and I'm still, we don't talk anymore. Hope where she's going, if she ever doesn't listen to this, I hope she's doing well and everything in her
Right.
life where she wants to be. But I'm gonna send, I can get it to her. I know where her sister, good friends with her sister. I'll have her send it out to her. But just say, hey, I still did it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I've got, we're almost through the first book there. I just need to sit down and do it and just type it out. But when I get in a spot, I end up spending more time filling in more stuff. But anything else you want to throw out? Why am I rambling here now? I'm gasping for words.
I mean, if you're looking at trying to publish a book, self-publishing for the average person is probably the way to go.
Amazon.
I did a lot. Well, not even just Amazon, because you can go through all the motions, get your ISBN yourself, and do all of the other things. There are publishing platforms that you can submit your manuscript to with your ISBN.
What is an ISBN?
Oh gosh. It's basically a barcode number.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember the actual acronym, but it's when you look at the barcode on the bottom of the
Yeah.
book,
Oh, okay. It's
it's
got all that.
that.
Okay.
And there's a it says an it has an ISBN number. Every published book has an ISBN,
Okay. So
regardless
that way
of
it's
what it
programmed in the
is.
system and they can print it on it, boom.
Well, it assigns it a numbers kind of for copywriting type of stuff. Which, by the way, you don't have to get a copyright for your book.
Okay.
That is, if you want to, you can, but just by the act of producing it yourself,
Is a copyright in itself.
it is
Kind of get like
intellectual property,
kind of getting
right?
the LLC and filing out with it and everything else, up to a point. Kind of, I think it's
Well,
or
it's
that's more for tax purposes and
Yeah,
liability.
it's more like if for a painter, they don't have to copyright their paintings.
Okay, I was wondering about
It's
that.
automatically because it's their own creative work. Books are the same way. You can get it copyrighted, or you can go through the process of getting an official copyright, but you don't have to. Just by creating it yourself and putting copyright and the date when you're publishing it
That's
in on the copyright page,
you're done.
it's
You're
yours. It's
cool.
yours. You don't have to
That's
have a
good.
copyright on it.
That's good to know. And I would like to turn this book into either a t mini TV series or a small, an hour, 2 hour movie or whatever. One of my other goals is the Joe Rogan blade I've got, I need to mail that off. I finally figured out where I'm just gonna get sent to. If it gets to him, it gets to him. If not, it's a wing and a prayer. Like I said, my goal is get on his show and the Sean Ryan show, but also, is it Tyler Sheridan, the Yellowstone guy, the guy who came up with Yellowstone and
Oh.
oh, for hell's sakes, I'm saying his name wrong. Tyler Sheridan. He was in that one TV series, Sons of Anarchy guy. He
Oh,
was a
okay.
cop in that.
I don't get to watch a whole lot of TV.
Hold on, I'm gonna Google this.
Not much past like Bluey or
Creator of Yellowstone. Tyler Sheridan. Yeah, I said it right. I was saying it right. I would like to get a copy to him and maybe fingers crossed he'll write it into a screenplay and make it into a movie. That'd be awesome. So
But yeah, self-publishing is definitely the way to go for just the it can literally take a decade if you're trying to get in
the
with
big boys.
a publishing house and get an agent
And
and
they
all of
take a
that wrapped
lot
up.
more.
So it's kind of a
Double-edged sword. Play on it, because we're knives and swords and double-edged.
So a publishing house is going to take a certain amount, but that's based on the fact that they do all of
The
the,
PR and
yeah, they do all of the marketing. They handle, like, if you're doing a book tour, if you're doing book signings, they handle all of that stuff. They have their own editors. If you're doing illustrations, they have their own formatting people that handle all of that.
So,
If you do, if you're publishing yourself, you do all of that yourself.
and with AI now, it can help you with the marketing skills. Or if you hire people like Mallory, who's really good at that, I'm gonna try to get her on this program and talk about that with the knife shop and how what she's had to deal with built helping me build the company up with that for the marketing news. Maybe we'll have to do a three-way here. That didn't sound right. Get Mallory involved too. We'll do a Zoom that we can do. You can do it off your phone too. But we were barbecuing, so we set this up. I'm still glad we did this because it. I mean, it focuses a lot so much better. Squirrel moment. So yeah, that's what I was looking at, and a lot of people. Well, don't do this. There's several other places I think that do it, but Amazon seems to be the number one. I ordered your book and literally had it 2 days later. I mean, they have it on print. I guess they already got some print. They have printing on demand places. But I think I'll probably go that eventually. But the first 100, I want to self-publish, keep that money here. Did I hear teenagers?
I don't.
We're going to wrap this up because I think we've gone almost an hour. Is this thing still recording? Yeah, that's weird. But anyway, again, name of your book.
The Flame of God.
Bye.
Jalen Christiansen.
All right, there we go. Any other thoughts you want to share? Thoughts, credits?
I don't think so.
So,
I'll think of something after.
afterwards, we can come back and do another one because this is fun. I think we went a little longer, which is fine. So next couple episodes, we're gonna be talking. I'm in talks with Jeff Peters and Dustin Rhodes, both Forge and Fire alumni. I'm gonna get those scheduled. This is episode three. Hopefully, I think I'm doing a little bit better. And I got this alpha brain stuff, and I tell you what, I think it's really helping because I don't feel as squirrely as usual,
That's good.
especially at work. So even though we've done a lot of squirrel things, hey, alpha brain. If you want to sponsor my show and my shop, I'll promote you guys. I am taking your product. I feel better. So
There you go.
it's kind of a nonchalant blow. Thanks for joining. Social media. Do you have any social media on your books or?
So I do have an author page on
Facebook.
Facebook, Instagram,
Okay.
TikTok.
And what's the old name of that? You're under your author's name?
Yeah, they
And
can.
then it's again.
Jalen Christie Anson.
And that's why I couldn't, because I kept putting Jen Lynn, and that's why I couldn't find it today. And
Yeah.
then, of course, after we're talking with Brad, I was going to do the intro out of that, the name of your book. And so, whoops, my bad. She messaged like 5 minutes after the recording.
Yeah,
Well,
well.
you've been packing stuff. All right, guys. Appreciate it. Can we give this 2 thumbs up on this? Thanks for dealing with us. This is awesome. Episode number 3. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Please go like and sh share her page. Again, that is
Jalen Christiansen.
on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. How about Twitter? X
Yes.
and X.
Also.
Awesome. Also, subscribe to the YouTube channel, American Bladesmith. This will be up there. Share that out with your friends. We'll build that up. Mike's Damascus. The website is Mike's. Meh. See, this is where we need to wrap up. Mike'sDamascusKnife.com, on Facebook, Mike D. Mike's Damascus LLC, Instagram, and Mike D. Knives. X is Mike's Damascus Knives on X, I guess. I don't know sure what that is. So there you go. And also, TikTok, I don't get on there very much because I actually cannot stand it. Is American Bladesmith as well. Thanks for joining another opposite. Awesome. I'm getting tired. It's been a long day. Awesome episode of Behind the Anvil. I said it right this time. A few times I've been saying behind the microphone, but we're literally behind the anvil or in front of it, really. This is kind of the weird stuff that goes behind the anvil. So I think
Yeah.
it fits. So,
Yep.
all right. Thanks, guys. Share this out. Let us know. And if you have any idea, oh, I'm going to steal something
One
from
more thing.
Sean Ryan's page from his show. He usually asks, is there anybody you want to recommend or you would like to see on the show on this if we can get them
Oh gosh.
on the spot? Ding, ding,
I
ding.
would have to think about that.
Okay, well, we'll text it when you got, we'll
Yeah.
share that out. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it again. I hope you enjoy it. Let us know what you think. Give us the thumbs up, Google review.